Hi, this is Richard Garfield with The Game Glimpse, where I tell you about a game that's been on my mind. Maybe the glimpse will entice you and you'll give it a try. Maybe it won't sound like your cup of tea and you'll avoid it. If you've already played the game, maybe it'll give you something to think about or to disagree with. Today I'm going to talk about Dixit, a party game that was published in 2008. The designer is Jean-Louis Rubira. Dixit can be played with 3 to 6 players. It's a casual party game. I think its closest relative is probably apples to apples, but it is very distinct from apples to apples. I'm not 100% sure how Dixit is intended to be pronounced. I'm pronouncing it, as you can hear, at Dixit. It's spelled D-I-X-I-T. I assumed it was Latin, and indeed it turns out to be. I looked it up on the internet, and the first definition I got was a Hindu family name. I assume that isn't what was intended. What was probably intended was coming from Ipsi Dixit, which is a Latin phrase meaning he himself said it, an unproved proposition that is accepted solely on the authority of someone who is known to have asserted it, a dogmatic statement, a dictum. That seems like a very appropriate root for the name. In Dixit, each player is dealt 6 cards. Each card has an image on it. The images are very creative. They're pretty surreal. Players take turns selecting a card from their hand and putting it down on the table and then saying something. They can say a word. They can tell a little story. They can give any clue they like as to what their card has a picture of. For instance, I'm looking at a card here which is a snail shell. Top, there's a barred window and there's tied bed sheets. It looks like somebody's broken out of the jail. I might give the clue snail or Shawshank Redemption. Both of those would be clues as to what my card was. After everybody hears my clue, they select a card from their hand and they put it down on the table. And what they're trying to do is select a card which other players will think fits the clue that I gave. Because after this, all the cards are shuffled together and then they're revealed and players simultaneously vote for which one they think was my clue. Each player gets points for fooling the other players, and the person who's giving the clue gets points only if some people manage to get their clue, but not everybody. This means that when you give the clue, you don't want to give a clue which is too obvious. For instance, I wouldn't want to give the clue a snail shell with a jail window which is broken and sheets coming off, because everybody would get that. Nobody would have a card which better represents my clue. But on the other hand, I wouldn't want to give the clue asparagus, because then nobody would get it. Because somebody would come out with something which is more asparagus-like than me, and so, again, I wouldn't get any points. So I want to give a clue which some people get, but not everybody gets. Dixit has a lot of excellent qualities for a party game. You can teach people to play it almost instantly. Dixit also has the advantage that the art is really nice to look at and will probably instantly engage the players and interest them. Dixit has an extremely low barrier to entry. There's no reading, there's no math, there's no special skills required, like drawing. The game is all about the art, the player's relationship to the art, and the player's relationship to each other. Really, there shouldn't be any problem playing this with almost any group of players, from kids to old-timers. Non-gamers can play, and more serious game players, if they don't mind turning off their competitive bone a little bit, can certainly enjoy this game. If you do play with serious players, you might have to end up making some rules about how you are going to play the game. One natural strategy in the game is to give inside clues, to use inside knowledge with one other player or 2 other players that nobody else could have, and give a clue based on that. This can be fun for a while, but it can be unfun also. My first game of this, I played with my kids, and we had some pretty ridiculous clues. Nobody got them. Then the next time we played, when we drew the same cards, of course, we wanted to give exactly the same clue, because this time the people who played the previous game would get that clue, and nobody else would, because they were stupid clues. So we made a rule that you couldn't give the same clue that we used in a previous game. One can easily imagine the inside knowledge getting out of hand. For example, if I said Action Comics number 252, and that was my clue, well, Action Comics number 252 is where Supergirl was introduced. So when you saw the girl flying, if you had the right inside knowledge, you would choose that, and nobody else would know what to put down. So if I shared some comic knowledge with somebody, I could pass that clue. I mean, I guess you don't even have to be that obscure. You could just start giving your clues in Russian or something like that. And so anyway, hardcore players may have to figure out ways to moderate themselves. Still, Dixit offers a very special way to get into your friends' and family's heads. Who would have thought that everybody in my playgroup would get Megan's yo-yo clue, which referenced a celloist, not a yo-yoist? Who would have thought that in my playgroup, not a single person would have gotten my Fisher clue, referencing Bobby Fischer, not a Fisher. Dixit can make you look almost psychic in your knowledge of other people. One of my favorite hands had Skylar saying, "It's all numbers." And when the cards were revealed, there were two cards that were covered with numbers. One had a monkey looking at a bunch of numbers, and the other had a volcano spouting a bunch of numbers. And everybody sort of hemmed and hawed and didn't know where to go. But his sister and I chose pretty confidently, knowing which one Skylar would have put down. After all, if he had put down the card with a monkey, how could he have resisted using a clue that involved the monkey? And now it's time for the kids' turn. Terry, what do you like about Dixit?
You get to make up stories with the cards that you have and be creative.
What's one of the more unusual pictures?
Burning turkey that looks like a heart.
Do you remember what story you made up for that?
Yum yum, it's dinner.
Do you remember giving a clue that only you got?
Yeah, you can have like inside information to help guessing the clues, and then only you get it. Oh, one time I accidentally put down the wrong card, and I accidentally voted for my own because mine was so convincing.
Do the people you play with have a particular style? What sort of clues do people give?
Skylar gives clues like... chicken! Your clues are more... you have to think about it a little bit and look at the picture and try to find hidden pictures in it.
Do you want to play the game some more?
Yeah.
That's it. Thanks for listening. If you want to leave any comments, leave them at www.threedonkeys.com in the blog section. If you have any requests for games you want glimpsed, feel free to leave them there. And maybe that will be my next glimpse.